Welcome to the Wally Show Aftercast, those things we didn't get to during the course of the show today, and we're pretty happy about this. We have back to the land of the living, Lady Rock.
I made it. Yeah. And I want to say thank you to all the people that emailed me and were giving me ideas on things that could help. Mm. They also spoke into what holistic doctor...
Carly says?
Yes. Yeah. And how something to do with your nervous system, with your alignment and all this stuff, and how it works with your immunity system. It's a big thing. And so, but I do think after having time to reflect on it and ponder my life over the weekend, while snotting up a bunch, that it had to do with the kids that I helped with the Sunday before.
Not the adjustment. Because we did a topic about this. We did a thing to help you out. And one lady's like, I've been adjusted for 20 years and no, I think that's garbage. But then we had a doctor call and say, no, it can actually, when you crack it, your back and adjust it, it releases things into your body and your system that can mimic that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, you got a bad sinus cold.
It was just pressure. It was horrible. But like, I was down Friday. I started feeling better Saturday morning. But what I hate is that it always seems to happen on a weekend, on a holiday.
Yeah.
I'm over it. So anyways, I'm going to up my vitamin C and all that stuff.
Yeah, you're probably going to have to. You're in a weakened immune state right now because of Dr. Carly's voodoo stuff. She's taking all of the... I mean, I'm telling you, like, we bubble wrap our kids these days, and all of a sudden, they have every problem in the world. You know, like, but when I grew up or when my parents grew up, you know, if you drop some little dirt on it, you'd eat it and go, you know, or whatever.
You
and so,
eat it.
I know. I think there's something to that. Like, your body builds up immunities and stuff. Like, Betty made the joke of me licking the microwave handle, and I'd licked something else that week, too. Just as a joke. I'm good. You know, it's like I've got natural antibodies, I guess, in me.
You don't. You're just an idiot.
Okay, there is that. Well, she's back and just as feisty. That was good. Well,
your wife, Marty, was so sweet and she checked on me. And I told her, I said that maybe I need to start doing what you do, like what your husband does and lick everything. And she was like, no, he's gross.
Yeah, she knows. But anyway, it's good to have you back. A couple of stories that we didn't do on the show today. Southwest Airlines is actually improving its cabins next year. So that's good. A lot of people fly Southwest. I fly Southwest. They're making some changes. New seats, for one. They've partnered with Recaro. Do you guys know what Recaro is? Recaro is a racing seat manufacturer.
Oh, I love this.
And so, like,
why do we need that?
Well, they make seats that, like, custom fit you and mold your body. And, you know, these guys are in these, you know, NASCARs and other cars, and they know seat technology. They know their way around a bum, is basically it. So,
I can't
the contour.
And so,
they
are using some of their technology to make better seating for you. An adjustable headrest cushion, a micro adjustable headrest cushion, neck support, things like that. They're also putting a cool device holder above. Like, you'll still have the tray table that comes down, but normally where there'd be a screen in most airlines, Southwest, you have to do your own. So you'll flip down a little thing, and it's got a little lip, and it'll hold your iPad or your phone. So it's not like sliding on your table.
It's just another thing that's going to get broken, and then you're going to sit down, and you're going to flip that little thing, and it's not going to be there, and it's going to be broken, and everybody's going to be mad.
Who hurt you?
You.
And so those are good things. Personal power ports and larger overhead bins. Thank you. Every other airline has, like, the plug-in for USB, USB-C, and Southwest seemed to be really late to that party. And bigger overhead bins, that is all good things.
All this sounds like to me is that my plane tickets are going to cost more.
Oh, yeah, obviously.
So,
yeah, that's going to happen.
Yay for cooler things, but...
They didn't mention that in the thing. Oh, and they're also, like, new uniforms for the flight attendants. I don't care.
Sweet.
Yeah, do not care about that at all. Did you see this, Gavin, because you're the sports guy. Did you see the guy at the Celtics game wearing a new Apple headset, the new Vision Pro?
It looked like... I thought I caught a glimpse of it. He looks like he was like courtside too.
Yeah, he was. He was right on the court. Yeah,
I saw that.
What was he wearing it for?
I don't know. Like they show him, people were taking videos of him, and he's at one point he stands up and he looks like he's pretending to make a shot. And I guess the Apple Vision things, it's like augmented reality, so you can watch real things going around you as well as use it as kind of like this computing device. I don't know how it makes you feel like you're in it or something, mm-hmm. but I like he's doing that, and people were talking about it. I have a feeling that this is a plant mm-hmm. from Apple.
Probably.
I have a feeling that Apple paid this guy, bought his tickets or whatever.
Oh, for sure.
And sat him down there and go, where are these the thing?
100%.
Yeah, because now they're getting all this free press over this.
That's smart.
Yeah, oh, genius. And these are $3,500 goggles. Mm-hmm. You know,
who's going to pay that?
They're like, oh, they're selling like hotcakes. But then you always have early adapters that will do that. But I think that's a crazy amount of money, but I do think that it was like something that they're going to get their money back mm-hmm. on if they paid this guy to do this for sure. Yeah. So anyway, that's that. And then my final thing is also sports, Gavin. Carl Weathers. Do you guys know who Carl Weathers is? Do you know that name?
No, I know Bill Withers.
No, Carl Weathers. He was Apollo Creed in the first two Rocky movies.
Still don't know.
He fought him and he was... You know,
he was a bad guy.
He was a bad guy, yeah. And then remember the movies that spun off of that with... What's that guy's name?
Creed.
Jordan.
Michael.
Jordan. Michael Jordan.
Michael B. Jordan.
Michael B. Jordan. He was his son, Creed. So it kind of had a storyline through all the Rocky stuff.
Sounds boring.
Yeah, well, that's unfortunate. He just died. So.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Oops.
Oops.
Oops. My bad.
So good. He was 76, and he just passed away. But what's really weird about this is FanDuel had just done a Super Bowl ad for him. And they're pulling it. And so, or not pulling it, they're editing it or doing something to it. Like, I watched the thing.
Yeah.
And I thought,
you watched the ad?
Yeah,
like
I watched
you watched
the ad.
What they would have.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And it wasn't like offensive. It was nothing that would be put him in a bad light or a bad taste. So I don't understand. Maybe. And they said, just like, you know, just out of, we are adjusting our campaign accordingly out of respect for the family during their time of grief, which I do respect that.
I think so. But I wonder if when they say edit it.
Yeah.
Did they say, is it pull or is it just edit it and they're still planning on using it?
They said that they were going to edit it. Like they were going to edit the end. We're adjusting our campaign, so I think they were going to adjust something.
Maybe there will be something at the end, though, that says, you know, just a very simple in memory of or get Stallone to come and do something.
I saw where the Super Bowl commercials are running at $7
million. No.
Oh, sure.
They're usually
that sounds low.
More.
Really?
Yeah, I just...
$7 million? I don't even know how long that's for. Is that 30 seconds?
Yeah, 30s. The last few years, they've been about $4 million. So $7 million is extremely high.
For a 15-second Super Bowl.
Most of them will probably be like 30 to a minute.
Commercial. I don't know. I'm just guessing. I don't know. 15. There are a lot of different factors when it comes to the cost of buying a commercial, but the average price of Super Bowl commercials is $7
million. That is crazy.
So that, you're right. For a 30-second spot.
Yeah. Do you guys remember the one that they did with Tebow about like pro-life? Because his mom...
Ooh, I don't remember that.
Yeah, his mom, there was a story about his mom had been considering having an abortion when she was pregnant with Tim, and she decided not to. And then, so that's, he's like the poster boy for why not to, because his life turned out like pretty awesome.
I'm reading, what was the highest paid Super Bowl commercial? Amazon's Mind Reader commercial from 2022. Do y'all remember that one?
I don't remember that
I don't
one.
Either. But,
that's a bummer for them.
It was a 130-second commercial. And they paid a whopping $26 million for that commercial.
That's amazing.
Holy moly.
There's a couple that I remember from recently. Do you guys remember He Gets Us? The campaign about Jesus, where
I liked it.
That was last year, I think. They did He Gets Us commercials, and they got a lot of press off that, and I thought they were really, really well done, so that was cool.
I hope we get, like, a Chosen trailer. Like, I want to say that recently did just get to theaters.
Yeah, it's going, the season four, the first three episodes, I think, is going to
theaters. It'd be cool to see more stuff like that.
Did you, like, can you remember specific commercials? There's one I still quote of a Super Bowl commercial and had Lindsay Lohan was supposedly in it, like, as a baby. It was two babies. And
from what year?
Like, oh, I don't know, years ago. And it's like, it's like, she's a milkaholic. And she's like, milk a what? And it was, I will still to this day quote, milkaholic or milk a what? Or then there's a baby on a plane and it goes, Dad! I think it's the same commercial.
That one really made an impression on you.
Yeah, I still say those things and I don't even know the context of them anymore.
I don't remember too many. I do remember there was one. It seems like it might have been one of those Budweiser commercials, but it had a puppy.
And a horse when they were best friends.
Yeah, and that one made me tear up a little bit.
Those are great.
Then I remember a really stupid one, and I think it was Doritos, and it was like monkey baby diaper.
Baby monkey diaper.
No,
bam.
No, puppy monkey baby.
Yes.
Puppy monkey baby.
Puppy. Yeah.
Puppy monkey baby.
Monkey baby.
Yeah. Puppy monkey baby.
Yeah.
And it was so dumb, but I guess, I mean, that's good because, I mean, it made an imprint
Mountain Dew.
On me.
It was Mountain Dew commercial.
Oh, well, then never mind.
Yeah. Super dumb. Okay. Like, it was just, it was one of those things where you either can go super heartfelt or you can go memorable but dumb.
There has definitely been some that I thought, oh, that one was the best of the best out of all of them. And then there was ones where I was like, was that what they paid for?
I thought it was a few years ago there was an ad for... Or maybe multiple ads for Radio Shack at one point.
Yeah.
And then I never saw another. I never still never saw.
Because they spent all their money and then went out of business on that.
Nobody was like, oh, nostalgia, I will go back.
Didn't that one with, was it Fatboy Slim, the music with Christopher Walken dancing?
Oh.
Didn't that start off as a Super Bowl commercial?
I don't know.
Like that got really popular.
It was a music video.
Yeah, I thought they did it as a commercial too, but I could be wrong.
They might have remade it for a commercial.
Yeah, maybe so. Maybe they mimicked it or something. But yeah, is anybody going to a Super Bowl party this
year?
We're gonna be hosting. Like,
oh,
10 of our friends.
Oh, nice.
So that'll be fun.
Oh, that'll be good. That'll be good.
I'm
You're going to one too?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm not.
And I just bought a sweatshirt that says, "I just hope both teams have fun." And I'm gonna wear that. I'm gonna wear that to church on Sunday, and to the party afterwards.
That's great. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, do we know what time the game's at this year?
Yeah, I want one that says I'm rooting for Taylor's boyfriend. You know.
Oh yeah. Well, we have a group chat going on, and I was asking because one of them in our group loves the Chiefs, and the other one loves the 49ers. And so I was asking, well, which one is it that Taylor Swift's boyfriend is on? Because I want to cheer for the opposite one. And they said it was the 49ers.
So
but then
49ers
I got
fan?
To think, well, I am for this game. But then I got to thinking, what is the 49ers mascot? Is it a bunch of like numbers that are jumping around and be like, where are the 49ers?
Well,
what does that even mean?
The 49ers, minor 49ers, I think it had to do with the gold rush in California. I'm pretty sure that's what it was.
Their mascot is Sourdough Sam.
Sourdough Sam.
Yeah, because when you're mining, you got to have some sourdough.
Teams of fishermen. Sam is a gold miner that loves to have fun.
There he is.
Yeah.
He's a gold miner that loves. Oh, gold miners want to have fun.
That is.
Sourdough
they should work
Sam.
On that.
Yeah.
No,
they
no,
should work
great.
On that. That one's a rough idea.
No, it's great.
That's rough.
Sourdough Sam.
Yeah. I mean, how many times do you think we're going to see Taylor Swift?
Oh, they'll keep cutting to her constantly. And if she makes it, you know, she's coming in from Tokyo, so a lot riding on this game.
Yeah. Also, too, I just don't want to see, there's a part of me that just wants to see something not work out.
You
know, like everything works out.
What do you mean? You're awful.
Just one thing.
Just one thing not go right for her.
That she can't like run towards
Why
the
do you
field
hate love?
And to her Super Bowl, now Super Bowl winning whoever
boyfriend. Yeah, she can't even say the words. Oh, I love it. I love.
Anyway,
I love how petty that just got.
Sourdough Pirate, whatever his name is.
Sourdough Sam.
Sam. Oh, go Sourdough Sam.
So good. So good.
Not the only one who's sour in here.
Yeah, exactly. Oh my goodness.
I'm sorry.
So, I'm not going to be doing a Super Bowl party. Like, I'm not going to one. I have to do a thing at church that day.
Oh.
And I have to do it at a different campus for us. So I got to go down to Columbia campus.
Oh, you're going down to Columbia?
Yeah. And
so
do like.
After that, you may not want to.
Yeah. And then What? It's this Sunday?
Yeah.
It is. And then I have to take my buddy to the airport. He's flying out too.
Glad you remembered that.
Yeah.
Busy man.
Yeah. So I'll just, you know what? I'll go home and make wings and watch TV myself.
Is Marty going with you to the Columbia?
Yeah.
She is?
Okay. Yeah. We're kind of a,
And she's going to be like hiding her face, like, I'm not married to that man.
I know. It's funny because they'll ask me to do like a game or something, kind of like we do on the show before church. And I always like, yeah, it's fine, not a problem. But then I'm like, does that land or does that really like, is it weird for people who are new?
Oh my gosh, are you going to do magic tricks? Because let me just tell you
hadn't
right now.
Of that.
That's a bad idea.
Hey, pick a
card. Go with plan B or plan C, maybe even D.
No, I already have it planned. It's a football themed thing.
Thank
because. They're going to like. Because
you would lose a lot of people.
No,
doing
I don't know.
Magic. Yeah, they'd be like, oh my gosh.
Well, they might be.
They would
like,
be doing what Gavin's doing right now, the yawning. Yeah. They'd be like,
it's not the. That's not for the magic. That's just Mondays.
They would be like, you know, this must not be a Christian church because they're doing magic and he's really good at it.
It's an illusion.
He's an actual magician. So, yeah, I don't want to go.
Is that dark magic?
Here. I know. Yes, exactly.
It's an illusion.
I was telling Gavin and Betty off the air is that I had a successful magic run. I did like three tricks for some friends, their kids, like who are 15, 17, and 19, and all of them were amazed. So not children, not a children's party.
Yeah, but you said, and then I made cake, and I made fudge, and ice cream.
It did sound like a kid's party. It really did.
Hey, kids, my name is Wally.
I'm a red nose away from being a clown.
And the girls were like, we just have to laugh to make him go away.
No, I did astound them.
Smile and wave.
I did astound them.
Sure you did.
With two out of the three tricks, I did mess one up. Like, I always miss one. So, anywho, do you have some birthdays for us, Lady Rock?
I do. I have three.
Oh, wow.
Huzzah.
Huzzah. Okay. Let's see. Justin to his son, Micaiah. Happy birthday, Micaiah. Micaiah is turning 18 today. I am incredibly proud of the man he is growing into. He loves The Wally Show, his trusted news source. He has a huge heart and is going to do great things in the world. That's
nice.
Awesome.
Love that.
Joshua to his dad, Craig. Happy birthday, Craig. Yay. He's a collegiate pastor.
Oh.
What does that mean?
A pastor that maybe does it for colleges, like college.
Well, like at our church, we have the young adult and college pastor.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. He's very tech savvy and a massive Kansas City Chiefs fan.
Oh, wow.
So, in other words, he's a big Taylor Swift fan.
Okay, now you mentioned you hope that something goes wrong for Taylor. Like, okay, let's say she's flying back commercial, and she's in first class, obviously, when she's flying back, and a 49ers fan realizes this and then does something on the flight to cause an incident where they have to turn around and come back, and she misses the game. But that guy is a hero in 49ers. He's a legend. He's an icon in 49ers history.
Took one for the team.
Is he your hero at that point?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. He has a permanent federal charge against
him. Before you come at me, like, there's nothing wrong with Taylor Swift. I mean, she's definitely a better person to look up to than other people that are out there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. But I just feel like, she's the... She's the Stanley Cup of all the solo cups.
Except she's been popular for 20 years.
Well, why don't you jump on the bandwagon and be a Swiftie?
I'm cheering for the love story. I want Travis to propose after the game.
Be so great. That'd be fast.
Haley, I kept telling that to Haley.
Be fast.
She's like, that would be too fast. It's too soon.
It's too soon.
You know what, honey? They're a little bit older. They can fast track things. They're not 18 years old.
I will tell you this. Like, after 34? Watching
what's his name?
Travis Kelce. They're 34.
After watching the Grammy speech where she gets up there and is like, oh my gosh, you know, the fans got it right. Thank you, Academy, but thank you, fans. Like, it's a lot by now. Like, we know you love your fans. We know you've done this for a lot of years. And then she's like, and you know what, fans? I've been keeping something from you for 2 years, and it was really hard for me to be able to, I have a new album. Oh, thank you, Taylor. You're amazing. You love us. You want our money.
You better watch yourself. Gavin's going to jump on you.
I just, like, it's gotten to the point where it's so overplayed. I'm sick of it. Like, it's so narcissistic and so self-centered to think that you like how twisted is this that you releasing a song of an album of songs is like you even believe this is the biggest thing in somebody's life. You know,
it
like
might be.
That's sad.
Well,
that's really sad to me.
I do get what you're putting down. Yes, yeah. I'm picking it up. I will say that it was a shame. It was a crying shame.
It was green bubble energy.
It was green
to quote your friend
bubble
Kelce.
Energy. All she was giving was green bubble energy, okay? But the fact is she got that award from Celine Dion. The gift to humanity, God's gift. Yeah. Okay.
Taylor?
And, Celine Dion. Yeah. And she didn't hug her or nothing. She hugged everybody else, but she didn't hug Celine
Dion. She's not worthy to hug Celine.
Well, that's true. That's very true. And also, as my friend was saying earlier, she said that Taylor's dress was giving Bounty paper towel energy. And I could see that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, anyway, that's another story.
Another birthday. Okay. Luke is celebrating a birthday today. Happy birthday, Luke.
Cool hand.
He said, bless you. Wow.
I don't know if you
said, I love the podcast. Y'all are the community that has moved with me to 3 different states jobs. Oh, gosh. Are you getting what I had, Gavin?
I've just sneezed a few times today.
You're starting to sound like Betty did.
No, I just sneezed. Don't put me.
Every time everyone sounds like Marty, we're in trouble.
My name is Gavin.
Let me swallow real quick.
Okay, hypothetical situation from Luke, and I love this. Wally, you show up to church on Sunday, and someone is in your normal seat.
It happens. It does happen.
Okay. You decide to go.
Happened this last Sunday, actually.
How dare.
You decide to go to a row in front. When you pass, you realize the person that took your seat.
Yes.
Is the makeup car woman.
Oh!
What do you do?
I think I would have to be like, do I know you from somewhere? Wait, you're the lady that stood in front of me trying to get out of the driveway when the sign clearly said, don't block the driveway. Then you looked at me, did your makeup, looked at me, then looked away, and you did it on purpose. I am so thankful you finally found Jesus, because obviously you were in a lost state when you did that, because there's no explanation other than you were the farthest point away from God that you could be when you did that nonsense.
I hope you would speak it up a little. You'd be a little bit louder. I want everyone in the assembly to hear what you're saying to her.
So that is the conversation we would have to have.
I feel like that would be something you'd get to heaven. That would be in your non-crown pile. Like,
I don't mind having a non-crown pile.
That might be in your non-crown pile.
He takes pride in the non-crown pile.
Yeah, I wonder if Jesus has a sticker chart like Betty does. Like, we get crowns and then we get jewels taken away. That'd be so great.
Start with this many.
Yeah.
But I'm going to walk you through all of your stuff.
Oh, I would be crownless. I have a feeling. Oh, man.
Good times.
Right. Well, I think that's going to do it for your Aftercast for today. And thanks for being a potty. So we got our friend Andy Irwin on the show with us. And he's the guy behind the movie I Can Only Imagine. And now he has a new movie out called Ordinary Angels, starring Hilary Swank. And she is great, by the way. And her passion for this film really comes through in her character, who's like this broken mess. But God still uses her to accomplish a miracle in the life of a desperate single father whose daughter is in need of a liver transplant. True story, by the way. Now, the one thing I love about you, Andy, is that your movies are not preachy. I would put this somewhere like you got Blindside at one end. Yeah. And you've got War Room at the other. You guys are ahead of Blindside on the faith, but way under War Room, you know? But it's done in a way that's like accessible and not off-putting, and it's not heavy-handed.
I think it preaches as good as any of the films that we've done.
Because I know your heart is not to water down the gospel.
No. Our heart is to be strategic. This one was really about trying to understand this everyman kind of blue-collar guy that had a relationship with God but was just burnt out.
Yep.
And he felt like he had lost faith in the church and lost faith in God really seeing him and being there for him. So it's kind of that skeptic that's outside the church walls that we want to reach.
Well, you do a great job of that, and it reached into my chest and punched me in the heart in the first 3 minutes. It's a great movie, and it will be in theaters February 23rd, and you can actually get tickets now at ordinaryangels.movie.
Growing up in poverty has never been easy for children, but with the added challenges of the pandemic, conflict, and natural disasters, families around the world are facing an unprecedented food crisis. Unfortunately, those who are already hungry are now even more desperate. But by sponsoring a child through Compassion, you can help provide life-sustaining essentials such as food and clean water. And with your compassionate support, that child can not only survive, but also flourish. You can find out how and choose a child to sponsor when you click on the Compassion banner at wayfm.com.